Hello, everybody. Woke up this morning, expected the sun out, but it's still a good day. So we're getting ready to move on with the Falcons and go from there.
Thank Questions? You. Putting Matt and Brandon on IR, what is that? How do you guys try and move on from that? And how tough was it to see lose both those guys for the season?
Well, it's always tough when you lose guys. But, you know, this next man up theory, you know, we go on, we feel bad for them, but we go on about what our business is. So they're both good guys, and you know, we wish them well in the rehab.
Was it close that either one of them could have returned later in the season? Was the injury with designation return considered for either one of them, or how would you characterize that?
It was probably not realistic. Yes, he's going to have procedure here Thursday, I believe, tomorrow.
Like, I know you never want to go through doomsday scenarios before the season in your head, but if you thought you were going into week four with no Castle, Peterson, Rudolph, Fusco, Simpson, that'd be about as bad as you would have thought it could possibly be?
Oh, I don't know. As you're right, I never envisioned that, but it's, you know, it's part of football. You know, last year in Cincinnati, we lost our best defensive tackle, our best corner, one of our best linebackers, are a very good defensive end. I mean, you know, things happen in the NFL. So this is a survival of the fittest game. It's always a marathon. You know, the toughest teams always go. And, you know, I think we have good coaches here. So we will continue to coach the guys that are playing as hard as we can and keep moving.
Do you intend to have one guy to replace Fusco? Or will it be a couple of people moving around?
We'll start out with one guy and we'll see how that goes.
Guy in mind right now?
I do.
Would you like?
You'll probably see it practice.
What's the latest?
Kyle Rudolph, yeah. Head surgery yesterday, so we'll see how he's going. We're hopeful that he'll be back soon.
Possibility for the designated to return role?
It's a possibility, but until we get more information, probably not. We're anticipating it's not going to be that long.
Like, when you look at the receivers, especially that Atlanta brings, I mean, what kind of challenges do they present, especially in the passing game?
Well, they present a number of, you know, obviously they're number one in the league, and they're averaging 455 yards a game, and they're running the ball good. Steven Jackson's running the ball good, and we didn't play the run very good last week. But as far as the receivers, you know, Roddy White was there when I was there. He's an excellent receiver, Pro Bowl guy. Julio Jones looks outstanding to me, big physical, strong runner. They're using Hester a lot now. You know, and they've got several guys that can create mismatches and problems for you. So we have to pick our spots and be smart.
No huddle teams or teams that like to use it a fair amount in the next couple of weeks here. What kind of stresses does that put on you guys defensively?
Well, we practiced a lot with New England. You know, we got ready to play New England, so it's actually good to get them in a row so you can continue to practice those things. You know, the tempo of the game is speeding up now anyway, usually, so it's not, I mean, obviously it's always a little bit of stress, but, you know.
How difficult is it for Teddy Bridgewater now taking over without three key weapons on offense in Peterson, Rudolph, and Fusco?
Well, I think you'd have to ask Teddy that, but I don't think he's thinking, woe is me. He's thinking about his opportunity and what he has to do to help this football team.
But before that, how did you kind of judge his readiness for this role?
He's ready. He's been ready. Honestly, I think he's been ready since the day he walked in. So, I'm good.
Mike, from a defensive coordinator standpoint, what is the challenge when, you know, obviously last week Teddy comes in for Map, and now you guys are building the game plan around him. From a defensive coordinator's perspective, how challenging can that be when you don't quite know how a team's going to build their offense around a new guy there?
Well, it can be a little bit. The thing you have to, you know, most teams' schemes are their schemes, what they do, and then obviously they tailor it a little bit to the quarterback that's coming in. I'm sure that the Falcons have plenty of tape on Teddy, you know, from when they evaluated him in a draft and at Louisville and the preseason. He played quite a bit there and then last week. So you have to ask those guys over there, I guess.
Is that third and six in the red zone where he gets the ball and just takes off? Is that something he's reading or?
That was a design play.
That's a design play. So immediately go into that hole.
Yeah, that was a design play.
How much does that add whenever you have a quarterback that can do that?
Well, it does add a lot. You tend to worry about him running, so usually it slows the rush down a little bit. Typically, it keeps some of the coverages that you might normally get because you're nervous about the guy running. But you have to be careful when you blitz, because if there's one place that you're missing in the blitz and he gets out, then it has a chance to be a big, big play with him running too. So it adds another dimension, yes.
You anticipate Red Allison replacing Rudolph, and who will replace Fusco?
Oh, you just asked me about Fusco.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I didn't say that. And I would assume Red Allison would, yeah.
Today, physically, he seems kind of like a guy, pass-catching tight end. Is he going to have a decent role, or how do you see his skill set fitting into this?
Well, we try to use all of our guys with their skill set in mind. So, but, Chase has been he's been here for a little bit of time with us and then last year. And so there's some tape on him where he's blocking.
Pleased with the impact that Gerald Hodges has made. I know he doesn't have a huge role in terms of snaps, but you said last week or 2 weeks ago that it is an important role, and it seems like he's been able to make a lot of plays and without getting a ton of snaps.
Well, the one good thing about a good thing about Gerald is that he's athletic and physical and can run. Usually has a knack for the football, and so I love having guys that are athletes out on the field. So we'll continue to use him and, keep bringing him along at the right tempo, I guess, or the right way.
Greenway going to practice?
Well, his wife had a baby yesterday, so we congratulate him on that. And so he probably won't practice today, no.
Coach, do you almost want to dare Atlanta to run because their play action is so dangerous?
Well, not after the way we stopped the run last week. We have to prepare for everything. They throw the ball well in their play actions and when they open the setup as well, and they're good on third down. So, we have to continue to do what we do defensively and then try to combat what they do. So I'm not daring anybody to do anything.
Have you looked at your third down as well? The Saints converting 8 out of 9.
Yeah, we weren't very good. They had a good plan going in the ball game, and we let them convert on 2 third and longs, which doesn't ever help. In those situations, you usually get the guy out. And then there's obviously a couple they kept a drive alive by penalties. So we always look at the third downs and really everything that we do.
There have been several players that have talked about Greenway's toughness. What was that conversation like late last week on him playing and him, your decision to play him?
Well, he's a tough guy, and he wants to play. So, it was – all my conversations are very short. So it was – he was good about it.
He was lobbying, though, to get in there?
No, I just asked him. You got to believe the players when they tell you how they feel. You have to believe them. I don't have a crystal ball, but I trust our players and to have me tell them the truth, just like they trust me to tell them the truth. So, he felt like he could go, and he's earned that right and that privilege because of what he's done.
Time for two more.
What is Bethel Thompson just bring to the practice squad and just talk about the importance? Obviously you wanted a third quarterback.
Well, we need a third quarterback in here anyway, and I think I said before that we probably wouldn't have two anyway, but he's got a big arm. I think he's a smart guy, and has good quickness getting back set up and making decisions. So another guy to look at.
Now that you guys are trying to fix with Matt Khalil through the first 3 weeks of the season and the preseason.
It has been, but you know, I know everybody's gotten this Khalil kick, and I think it's easy to see some of those things on TV or sitting in the press box or on the field when guys get beat. You know, it's easy to see. And, you know, we've had corners get beat. We get linebackers get beat. We get guards get beat, you know, but everybody's on this Khalil kick. And for 93% of the game, he plays pretty good. And so, but unfortunately, the three or four bad plays he has, you know, show up and then guys get on him. So I'm not that discouraged as everybody else is on it. And, you know, we'll just try to get those four bad plays out of him and keep going. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.